This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. You've heard of wiffle ball. How about wiffle hurling? Class-conscious kickball? Imaginary soccer? These absurd-sounding games are among the growing number of highly conceptualized sports invented by artists and shown on YouTube and other online video sites. Brooklyn-based artist Tom Rosati is founder of the Institute for Aesthetics. Yes, that's athletics and aesthetics rolled into one. The Institute combines sports, participatory art, and conceptual social activities. Tom's games have been invented and played and performed and experimented with at museums, schools, and arts organizations all over the world. In fact, we caught up with him via Skype in Munich, Germany, and asked him a little bit about his background.
I played a lot of sports growing up, and I also went to a kind of progressive high school where the arts were all around me. Our gym department was called Recreational Arts. I think that left an indelible influence on my work.
So that makes sense. You were a little bit of a jock, but how were you attracted to making up these kind of absurd sports? What turned that on for you?
Well, I always played games with kids, and you know, when you start inventing your own sports, they generally tend towards the absurd is one word, but also just improvisational and more playful. I basically stopped playing sports once I got to a point where you could only play competitively, like join like a men's basketball league. So I tried to figure out why I liked sports in the first place and how to reconnect with that. And one of them was just making up my own games.
Yeah, well, they're plenty of fun to watch, I will say. And one of the games you recently invented is called Opener. Now, players appear to have hula hoops taped to bicycle helmets, and some great pictures online at wordofmouthradio.org. Could you describe the game for our listeners?
Sure. The game was inspired by us not wanting to bring large soccer goals to the park. So thought of a game where the goals could be more transportable. And the idea of putting them on people's heads was kind of the winning idea. And then from that, and having a DIY mentality and a no budget mentality, somehow got hula hoops and attached them to bicycle helmets I already had. And we invented the rules, the first time we really played, and it turned into this kind of ultimate frisbee style game where you're passing the ball to your teammates and trying to get it into an end zone.
How well formed are these games in your head before you play them?
Not very well formed. Part of the conceptual aspect of athletics is that people come and they participate not just in the games, but in the making of the games. If sports has this culture that's very rigid and structured, then this sort of play is more open-ended and it's experimental and, it could fail. So all the people who are participating in it have to be aware of that and are more conscious of being active contributors to the actual makings of the game.
Well, sports also in our culture right now are, the source of obsession for many, many people, and also the source of cynicism for a lot of people. The sort of doping controversies and the amount of money that people get paid. Is there anything in athletics that's kind of poking at our regard for sports?
Well, it was meant to be a positive antidote to the way that sports are right now, this mega sports industry. The fact that you can watch sports at all times is just pumped into our culture, and that it seems like the only thing the sports industry has to offer is more sports. Well, I don't think that's the solution. I think more people should be playing sports, and more people should be playing sports the way they used to. I mean, kids don't play in the streets as we did. I grew up in Brooklyn, and you walk down any street and there'd be kids inventing their own games and running around and turning sewers into end zones. And now in the same neighborhood in Park Slope, there's more kids there and you don't see anyone on the street.
You mentioned kids inventing games. I think something that I certainly did as a kid. But you work with a lot of kids in schools and in other arts organizations. There's a video on the Institute's website. You're at the Tate Modern working with a group of kids, maybe, 8 to 10 years old, setting up a game of soccer. Then at the last second, you kind of change the rules. So let's hear what happens.
All right, guys, now here's the deal. We're going to play football, right? But here's the catch. We're not playing with a ball. Yeah, we're playing with an imaginary ball. You ready? Your ball first. Go.
Now, as soon as you say go, these kids are running around pretending to play soccer, football, even though you've taken away the central object of the ball. Were you at all worried that they might not play along?
Yeah, it was an experiment, but it was a great, I mean, the reason why it's up on the website is because it just worked so well. I mean, these kids, obviously, you know, with their Chelsea uniforms, had watched so much soccer. So they, you know, had all this play, this all this spectacle of the soccer game within them that they just immediately turned on and knew exactly what to do when they scored and were tapping into the fact that sport is just not just a competitive game. It's also a theatrical piece where the players are actors and they just became actors. It was really, really nice.
Well, uniforms are also a big part of identity in a sport. Do you take that into consideration when you're developing a new game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I cringe when I see people playing sports without uniforms. I'm like, what's the point? One of my art professors said, you know, your games aren't ridiculous enough. They just look like regular sports. I'm like, well, see, if you actually took a step back and looked at dudes wearing tight pants, you know, running around, dunking leather balls into hoops, like, is that really actually a normal occurrence? The uniforms are so important. And I always say, oh, yeah, your costumes. I mean, uniforms. That's what they are. They're basically costumes that allow us to be more free. They're very transformative.
What is it about the ritual of competition and letting yourself show that in a kind of unguarded way when we play sports?
I think the purpose of sport is to acknowledge competition as an elemental force in society, to put that out in the open, and then to transcend it. And it has done that very well. I think sports has been a great unifier over, you know, course of history, and I mean, it's been abused, but also I think we take for granted the effects it can have bringing people together and understanding that we're very similar.
Tom Rosati, Brooklyn-based artist and founder of the Institute for Athletics, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, we have a link to see Tom's Kickstarter project, plus pictures and videos of some of his games in action and more on the Institute of Athletics at wordofmouthradio.org.